Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, and welcome to your hump day, Bob Dylan edition, all right, of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger, and no Tim Cook today. No Apple News today, I promise. It's the 10th of June, 2015. All the best technology news other than Apple that happened in the last 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Okay, let it be said, there was still a lot of Apple news that was coming out, but it was basically just a rehash of what we talked about yesterday. So what's the point, right? So let's talk about some other things that are happening in tech. Yes, let's do that. Like Samsung smart TVs getting the PlayStation Now streaming service. Really? Now, yeah, we kind of knew this thing was going to be coming, but finally it has arrived. If you've got a compatible Samsung 2015 set in your living room right now, you can start streaming the fun directly from Sony subscription service. However, though, you're going to need one little thing. You're going to need that DualShock 4 controller to get started. Then again, that's better than actually having to buy the whole freaking console. Yeah. It's a major move for Sony because it's only been compatible with Sony hardware up until now. The major drawback? It's only available in the US and Canada. At least that's just for the time being. Sony is hoping to roll out the service worldwide in the coming months. We shall see. Staying in gaming news, Microsoft has officially launched its 1TB Xbox One console. Yes, that doubles the storage of the standard model. It also has a new controller in black, or camouflage if you like that sort of thing, and even has a 3.5mm stereo headphone jack, so you can use those third-party headsets. That is, if you don't like the included model. Yes, it does come with one. Xbox One terabyte console will start shipping June 16th in the US, UK, and other select markets. And it's going to be around $399. That's about £349 in the UK. Oh, BlackBerry, I guess, is still very much somewhat, well, they're kind of alive. They're on life support. Let's call it that way. And how do we know this? Well, there's been some leaks on the interwebs with a completely redesigned BlackBerry Passport. Yeah, redesigned Passport. Didn't know you could actually do any more than the square thing that already is. Anyways, N4BB actually obtained the pictures of the device, and they're calling this BlackBerry device the BlackBerry Oslo. It features a little bit more polished and smoothed out over the original Passport by looking at the pictures. It has rounder corners and edges compared to the sharp and boxy ones that are on the original Passport. Also, according to the N4BB sources, the device features a steel frame combined with silver plastic for the main body. As far as what N4BB is seeing for specs, guess what? It's exactly identical to the original Passport. 2.2 gigahertz Snapdragon processor, 13 megapixel camera, 3 gigabytes of RAM. Yep, this all sounds familiar to you. So yeah, this is not Passport version 2, it's just Passport redefined. Staying with cell phone news and back over to the Samsung territory. Who all thinks the stylus is dead? I kind of thought it was, but apparently the folks over at Samsung, they want to make it more convenient for you to have a stylus. So convenient that they're inventing an auto-ejecting stylus for future Galaxy Note devices. A recent Samsung patent reveals that the company actually could design a stylus that ejects from your phone or tablet automatically. I know, it's so hard to pull the thing out, isn't it? By looking at the patent information, it looks that the device will use a built-in electromagnet to push the stylus into your hand. It also looks like that within the operating system, it's going to include a warning message just in case that auto-eject system fails. Don't expect to be seeing this anytime soon, especially for the upcoming Galaxy Note 5. It looks like Samsung's a little ways off from that. Eject my stylus automatically. I don't know. No, we need Find My Stylus, because gosh only knows how many times we lose a stylus. Skype Translator, yes, finally headed to the desktop very, very soon. Yeah, we all know that Translator's been pretty much available, somewhat in a beta state on our mobile devices, but now it is finally coming to a desktop near you. Mind you, probably in Windows 10, because that's when the thing is going to be coming. Skype's Translator will deliver real-time translation for voice and video calls and instant messaging. The speech function right now will support English, Spanish, Italian, and Mandarin. And Microsoft is hoping to add about 50 more languages in the very near future. And finally, all the rave today is all about virtual reality, isn't it? VR is the thing, and I guess it was only a matter of time before it actually entered the sports zone. And that's exactly what has happened with the Dallas Cowboys. Yes, I'm talking about the NFL, the National Football League over there in America. Yep, they're hopping on board with virtual reality. According to sources over there at ESPN, the Dallas Cowboys are the first NFL team to adopt VR technology. Players are going to be putting on the old headsets to be able to watch scrimmages recorded in 360-degree cameras attached to players' helmets. Dallas coach Jason Garrett actually said compared to watching regular films, this allows you to get a little closer to the action so that you can coach better. At least that's what he thinks. Best thing probably about this tech is it gives Tony Romo the ability to win a Super Bowl in virtual reality, because that's never going to happen in actual reality. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at BritishTech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. Tomorrow is Thursday, so expect tomorrow's edition late, as always. But I promise, guys, I'm going to get you out of the show tomorrow. Last Thursday, I didn't even talk about last Thursday. But I will get you a show out tomorrow, I promise. Until then, I hope you have a fantastic hump day. And thank you, as always, for listening.